Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
5 seconds left. Far point. Chara shoots. And Lyon the save. Rebound whacked out. They score! The Bruins keep the puck in. Brad Marchand with a couple of whacks at it at the far post. And Brad Marchand able to pump it through the legs and find the back of the net. 3-2 Bruins with 22 seconds left.
This team. They play tomorrow, right? 1 o'clock?
Yep.
Anybody got tickets? Gonna take me to game? Getting to that point, I'm ready to get going. Kind of feeling like the Bruins game. I don't know about you.
Oh, good. It's March 9th, and Zoe realizes there's a hockey season.
No, that's not the point.
No, good. I'm happy. I'm happy. Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard.
Good to have you.
It's good to be here in the bandwagon. You got room for me on it?
Holy crap, I wouldn't blame anybody for wanting to jump on right now.
No, but like, when have I really had the time, say, Saturday afternoon, take the family down, let's go do the city and do a Bruins game? Like, it's tough during football. It's really tough.
I know it is, baby.
And then we took a vacation, came back. Now it's like settling. It's getting a playoff hockey season.
So the Bruins get a 3-2 win over the Flyers last night.
In regulation.
I turned on the game.
I thought
game.
You said overtime in your first hub headline.
Yeah,
he did. Turned on the game. I don't know. I thought in time to see faceoff, and it was already Philadelphia. I missed the first goal. Did you see the first goal last night?
Already texted me. They got tickets, so this is great.
All right.
Wow.
Again, that first goal.
Game.
I will say that was a nip that the Flyers pulled, and I do not score it on as a goalie while, and that wasn't necessarily on him, and that's fine. Bruins tied us immediately. I'm gonna jump forward a little bit here. We're gonna jump around a little bit.
Okay.
The shorthanded goal that the Flyers scored last night was the really moment of that game for a lot of reasons. Because on the power play, first of all, you're missing, obviously, Patrice Bergeron, you're missing Charlie McAvoy, you're missing David Backes, you're missing a lot of guys who would be contributing in that moment. The Bruins get caught when they're on the power play. Brad Marchand probably got held. And that got him a little bit out of sorts. He got spun a little bit. He goes down, puck deflects. All of a sudden, the puck is squirting loose, and they've got a shorthander opportunity, the Flyers do, and they're racing down the ice. Marchand, you can tell, still a little, you know, wobbly, and he's playing his guts out. I'm not going to fault him at all for this because, again, this is going to happen from time to time. You're going to allow a team who's on the penalty kill to get a shot off on that PK. But the fact is, the guy walked it through the Bruins and right up to the doorstep of Tuukka Rask. Did he deke him? Did he spin around? Did he catch him? No. He held on to the puck and just kept looking at that five hole. And Tuukka didn't close it up, and he just pushed it through. It was bad on the Bruins as a team, as the power play unit, depleted as they are. But that was a bad goal that Tuukka let in last night. And there is no way he doesn't feel that way, too.
So. Yeah, he's missed a couple games now. You know? So they've sat him for a while. Now the big question is there something there? Is there something that's not right? I'm talking upstairs. I know it's listed lower body injury. We've had Billy on where Billy's going, and we've had Joe Haggerty on at the beginning of the week where he went, ha, 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 talking about the injury. And I know Joe's an anti-Tuukka guy.
But, is he anti-Tuukka?
That's what Beetle mentioned that to me yesterday.
I
brought up the Haggerty point.
He doesn't like Tuukka. You want Hudobin to be the starting goaltender?
Well, I don't think so. I think it's just always been, he's been more critical of Tuukka. And again, it's like the Al Horford point, okay? $7 million former Vezina winning goalie. You're going to get criticized more than the backup.
Okay.
When things go bad.
Sure.
It's just people get used to this, okay? It's what we do.
I just want to know where his head's going to be in the postseason.
Thank you. That's your moment. Not a depth thing, not a special teams thing. You know, you're going to win on the faceoff, you're going to win the dot, you're going to get the penalty. It's more of a, when you've got to stand on your head a little bit. A little bit. And I ask you to do what Tim Thomas did in the finals. You know, you can you bail teams out when things aren't right? Can you be the guy when sucking on sucking on air right now? You got guys down left and right. It's not like they put six in net the other night.
No,
it's not like it was the Red Wings game.
No. Let's get this negative point out of the way. It's a bad goal. That's a goal that we're postseason is approaching. That's a goal a goaltender who is going to through the playoffs and a game here or there cannot let in. And he knows that. Everybody knows that. Everybody watch him. I'd be fascinated to say it's not mostly on Tuukka that goal night. Fine. That's the one down part. Let's talk about the positives because there are plenty from this game. And you start in the first period. Man, were they playing. So much different from against the Red Wings the other night. And there were a lot of goals scored in that first night. I thought it was entertaining, but it wasn't good hockey. You know, it was just they weren't engaged this night. And Jaffe did a great breakdown of it during the game, too, during one of the intermissions, though, where he says, look at this. He said, this might be the sequence of the game. And he goes through, this is the fourth line that's out. And they are battling every puck up against the boards. They are engaged in every aspect of the game. They are giving no breathing room to the Flyers. And this is throughout the game, too. Pucks in the neutral zone. The Bruins almost won across the board, right? So they're owning the neutral zone. And the own zone, they are just pestering the hell out of the Flyers to the point where at some point, with any lines out there, you think, all right, there's going to be a little give here. There's going to be a little let up. We're going to allow this puck to kind of, you know, let's scoot this thing out and catch them off guard. No. That fourth line was out there. They were so persistent, right? And just so annoying to the point, finally, they got him to cough the puck up and got it out of the zone. And it wasn't because of a ton of... It wasn't because they were doing everything right at right. every single... They were just doing it with intensity and grit and determination, and that's what you like to see. And they were doing it across the board. Now, he singled out the fourth line and gave them the accolades, but every single line last night and every defensive pairing was playing that way pretty much from the get-go. It was so much better of a start for that team last night than it was against the Red Wings the other night.
And, I mean, he keeps this up. It's serious MVP talk. 63.
Oh, it's all right. Now, you want to talk about Marchand. You want to talk about the whirling dervish move that he pulled later in the game that freed up all kinds of things. When he possesses the puck for as long as he does, and does things around it and keeps defenders off him, it opens up passing lanes that aren't already there. Because you pull defenders out of position and you allow guys to get open that normally wouldn't be open and allows passageways for the puck to travel through that shouldn't be there. But guys are literally chasing Marchand around looking foolish because you can't get after him and you can't move him off the puck. You can't move him off the puck! He's 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing, and the guy is out there playing like Lucic at times in terms of his size, and
you can't rail him only anymore. With, you can't go after him.
Only with speed and touch and the ability to finish. He's unbelievable the way he's playing right now. And then yes, of course, we get to the end of the game, where what happens?
I don't thought it was overtime. Sartre said it was overtime.
You don't have to bring attention to it. Okay, we screwed up. We corrected it. It's over. Move on. Turn the page.
There's nothing going on, 28 seconds left. They get it back down into the Flyers zone. Marchand once again on the ice, tenacious, persistent. The puck scoots across behind the goalie. He finds it with a stick, taps it home. There you go. There's your game winner. And there was no question. It was an absolute backbreaker. I don't care if they had another opportunity to get that. No, that game was over anyway, 28 seconds left. But no, when Marchand scores the final goal, that is becoming commonplace. That is becoming absolute expected out of this kid. And I'll say it again like I said earlier in this week. What an evolution for this player. To go from an instigator and just a guy who's going to be out there and a good teammate and a good guy to, you know, make a pass here and there and be a contributor. And they're keying in on him and they can't do anything about it. So we'll take your calls on Tuukka and we'll take your calls on Brad Marchand and the Bruins in general as we continue here. Are we going to have a guest at 11:20? Maybe?
Not sure.
We might. Beatles set up the Wicked Tuna guest.
Yep.
And
might happen.
Beatles not here today.
It's not a guy. It's Marciano.
Okay.
So just a quick teaser here. You like it?
So there's a chance we have a Marciano from.
Yeah, it's like you're starting to morph into Billy Crystal from. What's that? Bada bing, bada boom.
Hardy would know.
The movie.
Analyze this.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, very good.
Anyway, so maybe the Wicked Tuna guy coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It is no longer wise to ignore it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Provorov launches it up the left side. Couturier, Rister, gobbled up by Raz. Poked it into the near corner. Back of the net. That'll do it. The Garden erupts. The Boston Bruins have come up victorious. 3-2 in regulation.
The Bruins won their fifth straight home game last night. 3-2 in overtime against the Flyers.
That is uncalled for, Tom Morgan. Now you've pissed off Sarge. Now you've angered Sarge. He made a mistake. He corrected it.
Thank you, Hardy.
There's no point in bringing it up again, Tom.
Exactly.
And just so everybody knows what we're talking about, let's hear it again.
the Bruins won their fifth straight home game last night, 3-2 in overtime against the Flyers.
Again, it was not overtime, Sarge.
I know. Just turn the page, please.
Tom, really out of line. What did he say?
Have come up victorious, 3-2 in regulation.
The Bruins won their fifth straight home game last night, 3-2 in overtime.
All right, good night.
Flyers. Let's sing karaoke over that.
617-779-0985. Talking about the Bruins with you. Let's go to Moose in Middleborough. Moose, you're on with Zolak and Hardy in for Beetle. What's up?
Gentlemen, I do not watch any other hockey except the Bruins, so I honestly ask this because I don't know. Is Rask an elite goaltender? Because every game he gives up a soft goal.
That's not fair.
Night.
Not every game.
I don't know.
I
defer to Joey in the North End.
Not every
he
game.
He is also very prone to giving up that goal within the last minute of a period.
Yep.
And again,
it's a quintessential Rask.
I don't watch enough hockey to know if he's a good goaltender or if other goaltenders do this as well. Please help me out and educate me.
Okay, well, Bruce, come on. You know, you watch enough hockey. You see enough goaltenders on the opposing side of the. If you only watch Bruins hockey, then you're seeing at least another goaltender every night. The answer is yes. He's a good goaltender.
Yes.
He's
elite,
a very good goaltender.
Elite. I mean, based on the way it is now, I'm not telling you to compare him to other goalies over the years.
He's not going to wow you with his saves, because he's a position goaltender.
He's been great since that stretch, man.
He's gonna be where he needs to be, right?
Yeah.
He's,
they fixed him. They sat him down early in the year. They got him right, and he went on a torrid stretch.
He's going to hug the near post, but he's not going to hug it, you know? He's not going to come out too far. He's going to cut down angles to the point where he feels comfortable coming out of the net. Enough to cut down angles, but he's not going to go crazy far outside. He's going to be, for the most part, a stay-home guy, and he's going to win a lot of games in underwhelming fashion. That is my description of Tuukka Rask as a goalie. I think he's very, very good. I wonder if he is going to be able to steal you games in the postseason. That goal last night was just another reminder that sometimes
what he is
the game gets away from everybody from time to time. With the goalie, he's always under the microscope. And the worst-kept secret in the National Hockey League is that the team with a hot goaltender has the best chance to win it all and to keep advancing throughout the postseason. And it doesn't have to be your start. Generally, it's going to be. You saw what Pittsburgh ended up doing last year. It's not always necessarily the guy you're going to think. Do I think it's going to be Anton Khudobin who ends up getting more starts in the postseason because Tuukka Rask somehow lets in more and more of those goals and they have to go? No, I don't think it's going to come down to that. I think he's going to be good enough to where they're going to keep starting him, and he's going to play very well. But I wonder if a goal or two like that at the wrong time are going to end up being their undoing. It's a legitimate concern. Let's go to Miles in Natick. Miles, you're on with Zolak and Bertrand.
Hey, guys. What's up, Zo?
Thanks for hanging, Miles. What's up?
Hey. Listen, Izzo, I think you hit the head right on the nail.
Hit the head right on the nail. Yep.
Hit the head right on the nail. I think it's upstairs with Tuukka. I've been saying this for a while that I think it's Tuukka's head. He's got all the talent in the world. But personally, I think what it is with him is that his attitude towards when things go wrong, I think he kind of feels like almost like desperate and like almost like a slight sense of giving up where he's going, I've tried everything and something's not working out, and then he kind of becomes a puddle every now and then. Now, like I said, his talent is enough to carry him because he is so talented, But I don't think you get that fire when things are going
I was
going
to question the passion. Like, would that piss him off last night? He'll break his stick and go in right down a tunnel after something that just shouldn't push him to that point. Then there's other times where he should be irate, and the commentary is like, well, it is what it is. You know, it's like Buckholz. He hit that first pitch out, and, yeah, what are you going to do? Can't do anything about it. Yeah, you can throw another better pitch. You know?
Leave it over in the middle of
the
plate.
Remember when Buckholz used to do that? Well, you know, sometimes they hit home runs. I'm like, what do you want me to do? And another ballpark.
But there's so many
another
things.
Another ballpark, it wouldn't have been a home run. You gave up the home run in the ballpark that gives up home runs.
But there's so many things I don't see that happen, especially in real time with the defense playing in front of him. Like that first goal last night. I'm like, oh, Tuki, you got to be in a better position for that. No, what the defense has to do is not allow the pass in between the legs, the blind pass from one flyer to another that allows him to get that puck, you know, wide open on the side that Tuca isn't protecting. So he doesn't see upset by that one, because really that one's not on him.
Percentage-wise, what would you put responsibility-wise on the goalie type of goals that he's allowed all year? This year compared to other years? It's like
back through every
single
goal.
He's probably responsible. No, but I'm saying it feels like he's responsible for like 20% of the goals.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
What are the ones where he stretched out one?
How do you know? You only started watching the Bruins last night.
That's a good point.
I mean, it's no fault of your own. Football season, you take a month off, and then you start, you know, paying attention to the basketball.
Tom, how many ticket requests or how many ticket opportunities have people called in with for me? We're not allowed to do that, are we?
Looks like zero.
Oh, offering up tickets? Is that what you were hoping for?
Yeah, just give me tickets.
Oh. I didn't know.
What do you want to sit?
I would have
Sarge.
It's a fair question. Would you want to sit in the nosebleeds, or you want to sit in the suite?
An hour and a half.
Where do you want to sit?
You know what? I don't want to go now.
Good.
You ruined it.
Yeah, you ruined it.
Let's go to
That's a good comeback, Sarge.
You want to talk to Paul and Grafton?
Yours, sure.
The Bruins won their fifth straight home game last night. 3-2 in overtime against the Flyers.
Paul and Grafton, Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy in for Beetle. Hi,
Paul. Thinking an overtime win last night.
Oh, stop.
Oh, unbelievable. This team's so fun to watch, man. I can watch the Bruins every night. Good morning, Hardy.
Good morning.
What up, 16? Hey, Hardy, what did you think of the officiating? What did you guys think of the officiating last night?
Very inconsistent.
The Marchand hit, Hardy. What did you think of that? Did you think that was a penalty or not?
No. I mean, yeah, but if you're going to call it like that, you got to call it across the board, and they weren't calling it across the board.
Because of his reputation, but that was sad. There's no way that was intentional.
No, I don't think so. We can get into a whole other conversation later, too, about David Backes, because this didn't get enough conversation yesterday in terms of... And Toucher and Rich talked about this a little bit this morning. I think it was actually Fred who was going over the piece about how, all right, we're going to sit David Backes down because he ended up hitting a guy high, and we're gonna sack him for three games, almost $100,000. But when he squared off to fight later in that game, where the only intention, the only goal of these two guys squaring off and fighting is to pound each other in the head. That one, you get your 5-minute major, and you get to come back and play the next night. It's
interesting, isn't it?
It's totally ridiculous.
You can't take the fight out of hockey. Yeah. You want the fight.
So, yes, I know it's got nothing to do with last night's officiating, but it does speak to the inconsistency with which the entire game is officiated. And supplemental discipline is doled out. Because I still can't believe Backes got three games for that. I can't. I'm sitting here 2 days later in disbelief that guy is going to be out for three games for that hit. 848 career games, though.
Yep.
Never been fined. Never been suspended. He goes up high, and no one's defending the hit.
Guy got hurt. Never came back. That's part of it. That's a major part of it that you need to realize.
They want those hits out of hockey.
I understand it.
But when they went to fight a little bit later on, when he had to answer, and of course he should have had to answer that. I said as soon as it happened, I'm like, he's going to have to answer for that tonight.
Enough. That's why you stay tuned in, too, after that.
Yes.
You lay someone out, you know, okay, we got a fight coming up. That's what I do.
Stayed in because I wanted to watch the game.
Yeah, but I mean,
but
you know what's coming.
You know it's coming.
Yep, payback.
And that one?
Yep.
Yeah, well, okay. He didn't mean to hit him in the head. He ended up hitting him in the head. He was trying to go up high, whatever. That's $100,000. That's three games. But when you two squared off and intentionally were throwing punches at each other's head, well, that's okay.
Yeah.
And I want fighting to be in there. And I have no problem with them dialing it back a little bit and what they've done to you know, kind of remove that element a little bit. You don't see enforcers. You don't see goons getting jobs on NHL teams anymore. That part of the game is, and I'm fine. The product is not diminished at all in my mind. But how, you're still going to let that go, and you're going to sit David Backus down for three games? You understand how the one doesn't jibe with the other? All right, more calls on the Bruins coming up after Sarge's Hub Headlines here at Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in for Beetle.
Sports Hub Headlines.
A pair of wins last night for the Bruins and the Celtics. Let's start with the Bruins. Brad Marchand broke open a 2-2 tie against the Flyers, scored the game-winning goal with 22 seconds remaining in regulation, 29 for Marchand on the year. And Bruce Cassidy's team now 5-0 without Patrice Bergeron in the lineup.
Yeah, he just keeps on ticking. You know, him and Pasta have done a nice job without Bergie. And so is Riley Nash filling in there. And Krejci, we switched it up a little bit late. But that's Brad. He seems like he's on a bit of a mission with Bergie out, that he wants to, you know, pick the team up in the offensive part of it. And
the Bruins will close out their homestand tomorrow against Chicago. It'll be the first of a home-and-home. Celtics winners at Minnesota, 117-109. Jaylen Brown took a scary fall on his back and neck after a slam dunk in the third quarter. Did fly home with the team, just having a headache there. Did get checked for a concussion, also sent to the hospital for a CT scan. Kyrie Irving had 23 in the win. Al Horford added 20. Celtics will host Indiana on Sunday night. Red Sox continue spring training play today in Jupiter, Florida. Against the Marlins, Chris Sale will make his spring training debut. Headlines are brought to you by Valvoline. It's an oil change. Visit now for a 15-minute oil change. You can stay in your car and no appointment is ever needed. I'm Mike Riley on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
It's the joy of the hot dog.
Yeah. Boom. Like, I win. Like, yeah.
But he has the ability to get skinny in the hole.
I know. I want to get it out.
Highly underrated piece of meat.
Beetle and Zell.
Sports Hub host for the most.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle. It's 98.5 The Sports Hub. Taking your calls at 617-779-0985. Talking about the Bruins, talking about Brad Marchand with another game winner last night as they beat the Flyers 3-2. He has become, is not turning into, is not maybe quite, but no, he is an elite goal scorer in the NHL. Felger Maz did a great breakdown of this yesterday going back through the last 3 years. For the last three seasons, okay? He's third. Third in goals scored. Now, Alex Ovechkin has more goals than numbers 2 and 3, and I believe Marchand's in a tie for third right now. Ovechkin gets a ton of power play goals, right? You heard this.
Yeah, yeah.
You go in terms of goals per game, believe he's second. And again, when you're looking at the overall goal total, also know that Marchand misses a fair amount of time due to suspensions.
Yeah. None of those other guys that he's being compared with have this problem to where they would ever get fined or suspended.
He's tied with Patrick Kane. Patrick Kane, who is an absolute monster. He's a beast. He's filthy. Oh, you know who else? Brad Marchand.
Yeah.
You just mentioned them in the same breath when you're talking about the ability to score goals. Brad Marchand. He's right here. He's playing for your team.
What do people like in Toronto, Montreal think? You know, when you see this Vancouver, like, you know, the hockey savants go through it, that talk it every day, that it's just a part of their life. And there he is, Marchand at the top of all these lists.
And he is the guy.
It's enjoyable.
As Nick Holden talked, I think it was Nick Holden
good
who talked about
rat.
The other day, said, yep, he's the guy that you hate to play against, but you love him on your team. I brought up the Bill Laimbeer comparison the other day, but you know what? He's better than Laimbeer. So much better.
Oh yeah,
and to be able to be that skilled and to be that hateable, that's tough to pull off. Because generally, if you're that hateable, right, you're not that skilled. You're that hateable because you're doing stuff to, I guess, justify your position and make a name for yourself in a league where you really don't belong with the elite player. He is elite. He's an elite offensive player, Brad Marchand. And they hate playing against him, not because of the goals. Now they hate him even more. They hated playing against him before. How much do they hate playing against him now? You talked about whether or not defenses are, you know, they're absolutely queuing in on him. They're focusing their attention on Brad Marchand, and it doesn't matter He might be scoring more now. He's scoring from angles that you shouldn't be scoring from unless you're an elite goal scorer.
He's got such a unique style, too. You know, in the way he skates and to what you talked about, how he controls that puck and how difficult it is to get away from, his ability to turn on a dime, you know, to understand spacing and just to be the. To understand even the game winner last, I'm poking it, I'm getting it. He's relentless, and it seems like nothing phases him right now. He expects to do this now.
If he keeps playing at anywhere near this level, get ready for me to be talking about him constantly, and also mentioning him in the same breath as other players who have had great seasons for New England sports teams. That you're approaching like Isaiah Thomas 2017. 16-17 type of season performance from Brad Marchand. Patrice Bergeron is out. Charlie McAvoy is out. David Backes is now, he was out last night. Tuukka Rask wasn't playing for a couple of the, you know who's winning these games for you? Not single-handedly. He's got plenty. Torrey Krug had 4 points the other night in Marchand's hat trick game where he got the overtime game winner. But Brad Marchand is the consistent guy. He's the guy who's been there every night scoring goals. He's scoring goals 50% of the time over the last 3 years. So, he's scoring goals at a 50% rate in terms of games played.
He's racking up game winners now.
He scores a goal on average every other game.
How many game winners this year? Seven? I think he's got seven game-winning goals.
Yes. I think that number is right. I'll double-check that.
I saw that last night after the game in the wrap-up.
So, yeah, feel free to just talk about Marchand and Rask and anything else you want to Bruins related as we go to Jeff in Foxborough here. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, how you guys doing? Couldn't agree more. Marshy's been an absolute beast. And how good does that contract look from Sweeney a few years ago? I think it's like $6 million a year. That's absolute robbery. Guys should be wearing a ski mask.
Yeah, I mean, we said he earned it, but I remember a lot of people bitching about it, like way overpayment. He's not Krejci. He's not Bergeron.
Oh yeah, he's got edge too, which you know you don't see a lot in those elite scores, which I love. Hey, wanted to touch real quick on Rask too. I know a lot of people give him heat, don't know if he can hack in the playoffs. People forget 2013, this guy took us to the Cup final. He doesn't have to steal us games. If this team plays the way they can, all he has to do is not lose them, which I think he's more than capable of doing. So
I know, but that's Jeff. That's such a bad example to bring up. Do you remember the last game in Boston? Do you remember them?
Do
you remember the Bruins with a one-goal lead, and all of a sudden the Blackhawks score two goals? And you don't have to blame Tuukka for Baltimore. What percentage do you want to put on Tuukka for those final two goals that the Blackhawks scored in that game? I think it was game five.
Yeah.
Game
six.
Four.
There's six guys on the ice, so you got to remember that, right? He can't do it all himself. I get what you're saying. That was a tough way to lose it. But listen, he got you to game six within a couple minutes of getting you to game seven. So yeah, I'm just saying he has it in him.
I know.
He has it in him.
I know. Just makes you want. It's okay to wonder.
Yeah.
After a goal like that last night, and after he wasn't playing for what? Was there an injury? Was he just getting his head right again? Is his head right? I think it is.
They've done it all year. They've overcome the deficits, the losses, those end-of-period type goals, and they overcome it. And they have that ability to flip it. What if that goes away when you play better teams? That's what you're getting in the playoffs.
Yes.
That's why it's the playoffs. You got good teams.
Right.
Yeah, and you play one of them trapping teams, it gets a lead on you. Those games suck. Remember those Tampa games? Frustrating. Frustrating to watch. That zone trap crap.
Somebody might have tickets for you after all here, though. RJ, Southborough, what's up?
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show.
Thanks.
Big fan of Zoe.
Yeah.
I've been listening, and it actually turns out we're going to that game. It's my best friend's bachelor party, and one of our guys bailed. So I legit do have an extra ticket. It's up in the promenade.
One ticket. One ticket in the promenade. One ticket, 300 level. Zoe, you interested?
I love 300 level.
It's in the promenade where, like, the media sits. And
yeah, I can't legally do this
on
you're
air. Level 9.
We're on level 9, yeah. So all we ask from Zoe is to come and talk some football, and the ticket says.
All right. Nice. Zoe, do you want me to put him on hold?
No. Okay. I appreciate the offer, though.
Yeah.
I am. I'll take my kid.
RJ, that's a nice
Thank
offer.
Thank you, RJ.
Zoe happened to leave some paperwork out. I see what he gets paid to go talk football for a little while. I don't think he's going to do it for a level 9 ticket. He is a sneaky, not man of the people person. That's you.
How dare you?
Well, that's you.
How dare you?
You're an elitist.
Nope.
You operate in a different
sneakers, jeans, sweatshirts, hanging out with the guys, hanging out with some bros, throwing back some brews.
All fake.
Right?
Not real.
And then you look over, and there's Sarge there at the event. Hey, how you doing, Sarge?
He lives his life in a way with most of us would be unfamiliar. So, RJ, that's a nice offer. Zoe won't be able to take you up on it.
I'm not the one buying new houses.
For the most part. And Zoe was looking to take his family anyway. That'll be our excuse, right? One ticket won't do you any good.
Yeah, Bertie wants to go.
Okay. 617-779-0985. We'll continue here. Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy in for Beetle.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
You think they have a big hole?
I think they have a big hole.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand Hardy and for Beetle, it's 98.5 The Sports Hub. A couple more calls here on the Bruins. Also, you want to go see Bill Burr, keep listening. Just a couple of minutes, your chance to win tickets to see Bill Burr. Very funny guy. It's coming up here on Zolak and Bertrand. We'll go to Erickson? Oh, Erickson Marchand comparison. I don't know who this person is.
Hey, people!
Hi, person.
Hi, this is Erickson. I was wondering if you would say that Marchand reminds you of Claude Lemieux, someone that gets under people's skin, and he's also a goal scorer.
I can't because I hate Claude Lemieux so much, and I think Claude Lemieux was, look, he's a different size, and he could hurt people, and he did hurt people. I mean, he almost killed Chris Draper. I mean, Claude Lemieux is a coward on top of it. When Darren McCarty went after him after what he did to Chris Draper, this is back during the Avalanche Red Wings rivalry days, though.
Yeah.
Darren McCarty said, "All right, fine, this is the game where I'm going to beat the bag out of you."
Kind of guy who would hit you in the back, you know? But Marchand's like, he loves the term prick.
Right.
Like, I'll be that guy. You want to throw, we'll throw.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know. Can he fight? He doesn't fight all that often. He's kind of little. Claude Lemieux could fight, and he wouldn't fight Darren McCarty. He turtled. I mean, for as far as I'm concerned, the term turtling began with what Claude Lemieux did against Darren McCarty when it came time for him to answer for what he did to McCarty's teammate. This is 20 years ago now. So no, I cannot draw that comparison. I think Marchand is nobody would want to play against him. Oh my God, the chirping that he does. I think it was Riley Nash who was on with Toucher and Rich a week or two ago when they were asked about it because Marchand was going back and forth on Twitter with somebody. And they said, you know, do you follow this? He goes, yeah, we kind of laugh about it. He goes, that's nothing compared to what he says on the ice. He said, if they could do like a fully,
like Brady,
uncensored, mic'd up Marchand on the ice, yeah, it's like he never stops. And sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's annoying. He's just annoying and it never stops. Right?
I love it.
That's the type of stuff that gets under your skin. So no, you don't want to play against him, but you always want him on your team. I don't know if people want a Claude Lemieux on their team. He's just a bad dude.
Remind me again, is it Sweeney game the deal, right? It was Sweeney that signed him. Not
Shirelli?
Yeah.
The last contract?
Marchand's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can look it up. I think so.
Yeah.
That's what one of the callers said
two
earlier.
Years ago. Yeah.
It sounds about right.
Yeah.
All right. We have a couple of things here.
It was Sweeney.
Thank you.
Yeah, Sarge. No problem.
How'd your video shoot go in the hallway there?
We're not done yet.
What are you shooting?
We're doing a recap from the wrestling competition today on Touch and Rich.
What's a well? Why wouldn't you?
It did. It was great. What a morning.
Sure was.
Now I get to spend the day with you guys.
Attaboy. And actually make real money.
That's right. Yeah, that was I wasn't on the clock at that time. Yeah.
Hour and a half of Sarge in the morning. Not even on a clock.
Well, I did it for the people.
That's real people's champ.
That's right, Zo.
That's right.
We have two items that we're going to try and get to here, I think, in the noontime hour.
Yeah.
Or at least in the first segment. One of them involves the Kansas City Royals and what they're doing to guard against...
perverts.
Yes. And the real play against society and the anti-pornography campaign. Another one has to do with a question that got asked of a player at the NFL Combine. So just know that both of those things are going to be coming up here shortly.
How fast can you run?
John in Warwick. You're on with Zolak and Bertrand. Hello, John. John!
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good morning. Four more minutes?
Yeah.
Welcome to the bandwagon. There's plenty of room for you.
I'm joking. I'm on it. Been on it. What do you got?
And just two quick points. The depth of this team, the next man up mentality. Yeah. Quick example. Wengel's back check strips the puck last night off of, what's his name, Wayne Simmonds. Chara feeds it up and Gianta, okay?
Yep.
Been on the team less than a week.
Yeah.
Well, more than a week now, but just the depth of this team. Second point, Bergeron, obviously, is a Boy Scout, perennial Selke Trophy winner. Marshy, he's in the spotlight. We love the way he chirps. He's an elite player, and the more he plays with Bergy, we haven't seen the full player yet out of Marshy.
Yeah, well, Sweeney's gave him the deal, you know?
Yeah. Sounds done.
You've checked out.
It's the nickname. You're not in the room with him. You don't nickname them.
Bergy, Marshy,
come
Pasta.
On.
Bergy, Rafters. Every damn Bergeron got walk. Rafters. Come up with something new. Be original.
You're not done with that? Back to Gianta's goal, though. Gianta's goal was really nice. But he was coming off the bench, and he was in the right place at the right time. It looked like he was cherry-picking. It looked like an old-school
play. Looked like an old guy. Good veteran move.
Did you see it? It looked like old-school playground
felt
basketball.
Good for him,
I'm
right.
Like, what the? When the pass happened,
that's
like,
when you know you're going right.
Who the hell is back there for that pass? Oh, right. It's Gianta. Why? Oh, he was coming off the bench. Oh. Okay, why? Good for him. Great pass, right? Wonderful awareness from Gianta. And a great finish on that goal, too. Just hold on to that thing long enough and backhand that thing. What's the goalie just thinking? Is he going to deke me? What's he going to do? So, wonderful. That was as much about timing as it is depth, okay? Right place, right time, worked out, great. How about this, though? The team's good enough to take advantage of those opportunities when they're presented to them. I'll give them credit for that. I'm not going to give him a ton of credit for the goal other than you did everything right and you didn't screw up a wonderful opportunity that presented itself at that instant in the game.
Yeah.
But to think you can't draw that up. You can't go try and do that again.
That crap's organic.
You can't try and go do that again.
That tells you you got the right mix of guys, you know?
Yes. You can. And again, for Gianta, who hasn't been here that long, great. Perfect. I appreciate it. All right, let us take care of these tickets here. Do I have it now, Tom? Did you give it to me? The Bill Burr information? I'm flying blind without a windshield
you do
here,
it?
Kid.
I thought know. You did it.
No, you I haven't given
it.
Him away
he
yet.
He read it, didn't he? 617-931?
You promoted it.
Oh.
Yeah, now he's going to give him away.
Okay.
I don't know where it is. Oh, my God.
That's okay.
So, all right, hold on. Let me scroll through to the particular portion here. And I will find out all the Bill Burr information.
I'll just start loading up the contest line. 617-931-0985. We're going to give away Bill Burr tickets here for... When's he coming? October?
Yeah.
Don't even know. I just threw
no, it is. He was on TNT.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow. Good. He was on at 7:30. Yeah.
Yep. Before the wrestling show.
Still don't have it.
It wasn't a wrestling show. It was a contest.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm looking at the live read section right now. I don't have it. I don't know what
where
to tell
it go?
You. I would do it by now. Okay, caller 10, Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. Tom Morgan is the most in-shape person that I know, right? He is so 100% opposed to walking in here and handing me a piece of paper. You want to know why? Because he handed it to me in the back room, and I left it back
this?
There, and he's punishing me. Zoe, look at me. He's punishing me for not bringing the paper in here myself.
Right.
So he won't bring it to me again. But how can you be that? How can you be that in shape and be that lazy?
Because he knows that I'm that smart that I can pull up the little live read right here
does
and
he
do
have
a
it?
Caller
do you
number
hate
10.
Me, do you hate me that much? Is
here,
that it?
Caller number 10.
No, I've got it here.
Shut up, Sarge. Sit down.
It's going to help party you.
Jesus.
Bill Burr, coming to the Garden Friday, October 5th. Tickets on sale today, right now, noon. They just went on sale through all Ticketmaster outlets, but we'll give you a pair if you're caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line right now, 617-931-0985.
When you say Ticketmaster outlets, I always think of like a phone booth on a corner. Like it's Ticketmaster. You go in there, you put your money in, you take the ticket.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, it's 1972.
It's not like Redbox.
Come on, Zoe.
It's not.
Grow up.
So it feels like a Redbox.
All right, we got Combine
Talk. Your comments
talk.
Are so stupid.
Well, they're better than yours.
It doesn't even
so
apply.
Let me go to the headline,
grow
please.
Up. What does grow up mean? You're the one with four,
you're saying
four freaking wrestling belts.
With Ticketmaster,
$1,000.
Where nobody loses a phone
you're in there
and
with
put a quarter in
and
make a call.
And a headband.
You always wear sunglasses in here.
Time
you always
talk
wear
about,
sunglasses in here.
Are you
going to
come with something original?
Oh, please. Get out of here.
Hey, good news. Donovan just brought me the copy for the giveaway. Thanks, Tim. Great work, guys. Thank you.